Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America. Great to have you with us on the program. Julia Shelpick is the best-selling author of the book Honest Medicine, Effective Time-Tested Inexpensive Treatments for Life-Threatening Diseases. She wrote her book as a result of becoming an advocate for her husband, Tim Fisher, who was a 15-year survivor of a cancerous brain tumor, even though his doctors only gave him 18 months to 3 years to live. Both she and Tim felt that his extra years of life were the result of Julia's unrelenting search for treatments to increase his survival and quality of life. Through this journey, Julia learned a great deal about the brain tumor world. When Senator John McCain was diagnosed with a brain tumor, the deadliest brain tumor of all, she was drawn back into that world by a desire to educate him and his family, along with others with brain tumors, about potentially life-saving treatments their doctors probably won't tell you about. She writes a number of columns. Her most recent column, My Husband Outlived His Brain Tumor Prognosis by 12 Years, How His Experience Could Help John McCain and Others. We welcome back to the program one of our favorite guests, Julia Shelpick. Julia, welcome back to the show.
Oh, Rick, I always love how you introduce me. You're great. Thank you. Well, I'm happy to be here.
Well, I love having you on the program, and thank you for all the work that you're doing, because you've made this basically your life's work, is to educate people. The book is Honest Medicine. The website is honestmedicine.com. You can link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Give a little bit of the background there. Let's go back to September of 1990, when your husband, Tim, was diagnosed. Just give us briefly sort of what happened and how that really changed your life, and how all that knowledge that you've accumulated you want to use now to help not only Senator McCain, but other people dealing with what you went through.
You know what? I just realized when I looked at the calendar today that it was 27 years ago. It was September 15th that he first had his big seizure. September 15th, 1990, 27 years ago, that we found, that I was led into the brain tumor world, kicking and screaming, but led into the brain tumor world. And what I found, as you said in the introduction, is that, first of all, I want to say we did exactly the standard of care, the same thing that John McCain is being offered today by the Mayo Clinic. We were offered in Chicago, Illinois, 27 years ago. You hear me keep saying that because, in other words, things haven't changed much.
Well, yeah, and you mentioned that in the column, and I'm just going to stop for a second because that's so important. The standard of care has not changed. We're looking at nearly 30 years later. And the second point you make in the column, My Husband Outlived His Brain Tumor Prognosis by 12 Years, How His Experience Could Help John McCain and Others, and you'll find this information at our website and by going to Julia's website, honestmedicine.com. Why that's important is when we hear standard of care, we're thinking, this is a good thing. This is what this is the protocol they should be following. And you talk about that sort of a misnomer, isn't it?
Oh, gosh, Rick, I'm glad you're asking this question, because, yes, doctors believe that, and incorrectly in some ways, that as you know, that the standard of care, isn't that a wonderful sounding term? It sounds just like this is the way we should all be doing it.
Yes, the gold standard. This is what this is the way we will treat, because this is the way that works.
Well, really, all the standard of care means is that this is the way most of your colleagues would do this in your town, et cetera. You know, so as Kevin MD, Kevin Foe, who has a KevinMD.com, points out, the standard of care is not necessarily the best care. And we can see this with the brain tumor in the brain tumor world, because are you ready for this? The median survival, I'm going to say this slowly, for glioblastomas, that's the kind of tumor that John McCain has, according to the American Brain Tumor Association, using the standard of care, is 14.6 months. That's astounding.
It is astounding. And it hasn't changed in years, has it?
Well, actually, it's gotten a little bit better because of certain chemos, but no, essentially, it has stayed the same. And here's the bad part. The bad part is, I mean, all of it, I know, is sounding negative, but I'm hoping to make a positive out of this, to educate people about other things. The bad thing about this is that the doctors know this. the doctor's note. There is a wonderful, wonderful video that I can send people the link to it if they want to write to me at julie@honestmedicine.com. It's called Surviving Terminal Cancer. And we'll get to that in a minute when we talk about one of the ways I recommend that people, you know, look at brain tumors, about brain tumor treatments. But in this video, in this movie, in this documentary, several doctors say that that all doctors know that this is not going to work. It will work in a few people, in cases of a few people, but alone, chemo and radiation just aren't working. One doctor goes so far as to say they know that all their patients will die. And then he says, and if they believe that, and if they treat patients knowing that all of them will die, they have no business practicing medicine. That is a quote from one of the doctors in the video.
Now, you know people that have used, I'm going to call them non-traditional approaches, not the standard of care. And maybe they used these approaches along with the standard of care, but they use something else, either alone or with the standard of care. And they've gone on to live years, not months, but years.
Yes, and this is the exciting part, the part I want to break through. You know, I want to get to the McCain family. They don't have that, as you know, with the 14.6 months that I just told you. There's not a lot of time, you know, to just say, oh, I made a mistake, you know. But these treatments with the standard of care, or often without it, but often with it, have been around for a long time. And they have been very effective. Some of the people I know have been living 20, 25 years using the standard or not the standard, but definitely other things with it.
You were able to find this information. You've been able to talk to people who have used other treatment forms. Certainly that information is available to doctors. You touched on that before. Why would they not, in general, be receptive and want to try something else? Because what they're using, standard of care, is still grim.
Yeah, I get very, very confused by this. This is one of the things I'm trying to find the answer to it. Excuse me. But in general, in my book, In Honest Medicine, Dr. Bert Berkson has a whole long discussion of how doctors are trained and not educated. And that's big, because you are talking about they're trained not to look outside the box. And it gets worse when it comes to cancer. Somehow, when you hear the word cancer, Rick, don't you kind of go, you know, you blanch, right?
Exactly.
And people get so scared. And the doctors who are oncologists, and that, you know, that's the specialty, obviously, of cancer doctors, they are afraid to step outside the box. And in some cases, for good reason, because this is the thing. They say that they are afraid of being sued. And that could be a possibility. But here's the dirty secret. They are often turned in by their fellow doctors. And, you know, and then the medical boards go after them. And cancer is very, very serious. And especially there are two kinds of cancer where the prognosis is just grim. There are loads of kinds, but one is the glioblastoma, the GBM. So I don't know if I've answered the question, and I'm still looking for an answer myself, because there's one person, his name is Richard Gerber, in the video that I just told you about, who says, I don't know, and I don't have my notes in front of me, but let me just, I know this is the gist. I don't know how a neuro-oncologist can look at themselves in the mirror knowing what they know. And Richard is one of the people who was diagnosed in 2006, and he is going strong today. And he did one of the kinds of approaches that I would like to talk about today. I have several, but he did the cocktail approach that was started by a Dr. Ben Williams. And I say doctor, he's a PhD doctor who was diagnosed with a glioblastoma in 1995. And he decided, he was told, you know, chemo, radiation, and he looked at the statistics and he goes, I'm a dead man, you know.
Well, yeah, he knew he had to do research on his own, or he wasn't going to survive. You're listening to This Week in America. Our guest on the program is Julia Shopek. She's the author of Honest Medicine, effective time-tested, inexpensive treatments for life-threatening diseases. We're talking about her most recent column, My Husband Outlived His Brain Tumor Prognosis by 12 Years, How His Experience Could Help John McCain and Others. Information available at our website, honestmedicine.com. You go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly. So let's talk about that. Let's talk about, he developed his own cocktail. One area you talk about is repurposed drugs, the cocktail approach. Talk about that, and you really like this option, but you also say that it's probably one of the trickiest, because in some cases you need a doctor on board with you.
Yeah, this is tricky, but you know what? It's the one, if I could get something out there, well, all of them. I hope we have time to talk about all of the approaches.
Yes.
But the cocktail approach is so interesting because cancer is tricky itself. And there are many, many pathways, you know, and I'm not a scientist, but I know there are many, many ways that the cancer can get you. And only one of them is solved by killing, by chemotherapy and radiation. That's the cytotoxic, the poisonous way.
Yes.
And so here's what Ben Williams did. And yeah, I have to, you know what, I've emailed with him and I just admire him so much because he went out of his way and he said, let's look at some of the studies. And, he's a very scientific guy. I told you he's got a PhD in one branch of science. I think it's the psychological sciences. And so he went online and he finds all of these treatments that in early trials showed cancer stopping, cancer, you know, cancer curing, cancer helping, helping to get rid of properties. And he said, oh, my goodness, let me try them. Now, here's the bad part. His doctors were not willing to prescribe them for him. So he went to, are you ready for this? He found one of them is Accutane, you know, the drug for acne.
Yes.
And he says, no doctor is going to prescribe this for me. I don't have acne. You know, I got cancer. I got a glioblastoma. So he went across the border. He lives in California. He went to Tijuana, Mexico, where he could get it without a prescription. So he added that to his compendium, to his armamentum, and he added that. He added lots of different things, and he also did chemo. He said, I'm one of the people that chemo did work on, but with other things. So I believe he used Celebrex for arthritis, chloroquine for malaria. By the way, chloroquine is also discussed in great detail by a Dr. Raymond Chang in the movie that I told you about, Surviving Terminal Cancer.
Yes.
And Depakote for seizures, Provigil, statin drugs, metformin. I mean, there's just loads of them. And he added natural things too. Did you know that curcumin is one of the drugs being, not, excuse me, one of the supplements being studied at MD Anderson, and it's being studied for cancer? And the man Agarwal, Dr. Agarwal, who is studying it, says his colleagues don't even want to look at his studies. It's showing amazing results. So he put together a cocktail. I know I'm going on about this, but I'm so excited about it. He put together a cocktail, and he's alive 22 years later. And here's the best part. He did a book, Surviving Terminal Cancer, same title as the video, as the documentary. And lots of people have been coming to him over the years, and he has influenced them. Problem always is, though, getting a doctor to prescribe these drugs, and the ones that need to be prescribed. Over-the-counter things like melatonin is one. You can get it over-the-counter.
Yeah, very easy to get that. And I think he mentioned that sometimes a family doctor as opposed to an oncologist will be able to, and willing to get you some of the prescriptions that you need. Time is going by way too quickly, and there's so much information, and you will find this at honestmedicine.com. You touched on that nutrition is another valuable treatment as well.
And you know why I put that first? I put it first. You know, I didn't put it first in this interview, but when I'm talking about this to people and to John McCain's family, I say, you know, nutrition, but under the care of a qualified nutritionist.
Yes.
Don't just go to Whole Foods and say, you know, I found these online, because you might be getting a bad brand. We were very lucky to have found, when Tim was, soon after his diagnosis, we found a nutritionist named Dr. Gene Wallace. And she is, I call her a walking encyclopedia with heart, because she knows which supplements help, which supplements make the chemotherapy that you're taking work better with fewer side effects. And she knows how to prescribe, you know, how to prescribe supplements that will kill the tumor, that will raise the immune system. If we had time, we could go through all the different pathways, you know, that, that the tumors need to be stopped at. And we used her. And I count her as being responsible for Tim not living the 3 years that was his maximum survival that he was given, but 15. And so her website is nutritional-solutions.net. And if you go under testimonials or whatever the it's called there, it used to be called testimonials, you will see that I wrote a testimonial for her, because she and her partner, Michelle Gerenzer, have had wonderful results. And her she works mainly with cancer people, cancer patients. And I recommend her all the time. So
we have just a few minutes left, and we've got two treatments that are talked about extensively. We talked about them in other applications on the program before, and you'll find them at honestmedicine.com. Talk about these, because you're excited about these, and then there's a renewed interest in using them in the treatment of cancer now.
Yeah, isn't this great?
Yes.
You know, after my book, Honest Medicine, was published, you know, I found that there were other uses, you know, for these two treatments, and I will talk about both of them one at a time. The first one is the ketogenic diet. If you remember Honest Medicine, as I know you do, we discussed the ketogenic diet for its first purpose, which is pediatric epilepsy, childhood epilepsy. And I had wonderful stories. Oh my God, if you haven't read the book, the Jim Abrams story is fantastic. So are yes. Jean McCauley and Emma Williams. But here we go. In keeping up with the brain tumor world, I have realized, and with Jim, that now the ketogenic diet is being used for cancer. There is a man, Dr. Thomas Seyfried, who did a study. I can send people the link to the study of a glioblastoma patient who did very, very well using the ketogenic diet. And of course, the ketogenic diet has no sugar, and cancer cells love sugar, so doesn't it make sense?
Yes. Yes,
and there have been other books. There's Dr. Nasha Winters, Cancer as a Metabolic Disease. No, that was his. That was Thomas Seyfried wrote the book Cancer as a Metabolic Disease after he did that study. And Travis Christofferson, Dr. Nasha Winters, The Metabolic Approach to Cancer. There are just loads of books on this using the ketogenic diet for cancer. That can be one of the things that you use. I would not use it as the only thing. I believe in the cocktail approach, whether you use just the drugs that Dr. Ben Williams is talking about, or, you know, the repurposed drugs, or you add nutrition and you add the ketogenic diet. But here's the thing I want to say to John McCain: choose the ones that are most comfortable for you. Don't just do because I am telling you. It's important that you do what's comfortable for you.
And your own research, and you talk about that in the column. I got about a minute left here. Not enough time to talk about this, but you'll find information at the website and in the book. Talk about low-dose naltrexone and how that works.
Okay. Low-dose naltrexone, as you know from my book, from Honest Medicine, I discussed as being used for autoimmune diseases, MS, lupus, you know, and I'm writing another book with a co-author, Don Schwartz, about use for many, many autoimmune diseases. But recently, there has been, first of all, Dr. Bahari, who literally invented low-dose naltrexone, found that it helped people with cancer because it modulates, as he said, the immune system. It makes the immune system work correctly. But there has been a video recently that I can also send you the link to, LDN and Cancer, the Game Changer. And in it, there are researchers, doctors from the UK, who are using LDN, low-dose naltrexone, in combination with other treatments. What did I say about the cocktail approach?
Yep, that's your favorite.
It's my favorite, but you know what? We don't only have to use I want people to know that they can use the things that they feel most comfortable with, but don't just use chemo and radiation. You know, John McCain is a pretty feisty guy, and he may just survive just using chemo and radiation, but he's not like most of the people with brain tumors. And I hope that someone in his family or close circle is listening, because he might not survive just using the standard of care.
Yeah, when they talk about median survival time, 14.6 months, that is scary. All of this information is available at Julia's website, which is honestmedicine.com. You go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, of course, and link on directly. Our guest on the program, Julia Schopick, that's S-C-H-O-P-I-C-K, the author of Honest Medicine, Effective Time-Tested Inexpensive Treatments for Life-Threatening Diseases. A lot of great information in the program today. Hopefully we've helped some people. We'll have Julia back on future programs. Julia, as always, great information. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you so much, Rick. I just really appreciate it. And thank you for helping me to get the word out.
And all the information at the website, honestmedicine.com. You're listening to This Week in America, online, thisweekinamerica.us. Back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.